In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Simon and Petrita Serrano, for Benedicio Cirilio Barros Jr., for Bonnie and Nila Marquez, and for Elvira Taylor. I don't know if you noticed this, but I noticed it just as we were beginning Mass. But over the course of the Holy Hour, we had a priest with us. Not me. We had a priest with us. So that's kind of a very fun thing that some priest wandered off the street, I guess. And because priests are just walking up and down the street always, I guess. I don't know. But we had a nice priest who was here praying with us in our church, just absorbing the goodness of God who is here with us in the Blessed Sacrament. So if you could say a prayer for this particular priest, whatever brought him here and is carrying him from here, then the Spirit would continue to work within his soul, whoever he happens to be. Now, this weekend, we're going to ordain 4 priests to the Archdiocese. We're going to be ordaining 1 transitional deacon who, God willing, next year will be ordained a priest for the Archdiocese. And so, just as we continue to pray for them, continue to remember them as you continue your novenas to the Holy Spirit, that this Saturday, the Vigil of Pentecost, they will really not just receive the ordination that is there, but also have that fervent fire of God's love within their souls so they may be faithful to it, not just for the day that they're ordained or for the week where everything is so great or up until the point when they take on a parish, but that it may burn all the more fervently within their souls as they go on throughout the life that God has given them to be consecrated in this truth that he's given them, as our Lord speaks about here in the Gospel. Now, we've begun a grand month right now. Sister knows what the month is, so the rest of you are the ones who are being asked, what month are we beginning now? Good, I'm glad nobody said June. It's the month of the Sacred Heart. That's correct. The month of the Sacred Heart. And so it's important for you and I during the whole of this month to make some sort of effort to consecrate ourselves each and every day of this month to the Sacred Heart. Last month, we were focusing so heavily upon the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother, that we were focusing on her and the graces that she gave us, which is why the very last day of the month is the day on which we celebrate in the old calendar the Queenship of Mary, and in the new calendar, the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Saint Elizabeth. The whole of the month is dedicated, though, to the Blessed Virgin Mary. This month, whole month dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And so during this, every day throughout the month, make sure that you find some way of consecrating yourself to the Sacred Heart, to renew that consecration, maybe that was done so many eons past, of your family to the Sacred Heart when you enshrined his image within your home, to make sure that that becomes the center and the focus all the more during this month of who you are being called to be. Place yourself within the fire, the burning love of Christ during this month, and let him begin to consume everything within you. Maybe to purpose yourself to look up online or go through your prayer books and find one particular prayer to the Sacred Heart. I'm sure most of your books would have 30 prayers or aspirations even that you can have to the Sacred Heart, like the one that I always lead to in every year, and one which has housed such great meaning for me all throughout my life prior to the priesthood, and certainly in it. We say, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. No beautiful, more beautiful prayer that has ever passed my lips to the Sacred Heart than that one, which is there. Just to allow your heart to be conformed all the more to that of Christ's heart, meek and humble that it is, recognizing the power that God has given you within your word, within your action, within your state of life, with the graces that God has given you, and then using that not for the destruction of others, even though very well when they do wrongly, probably they do deserve a little bit of that from us. But yet, to do so in a meek way, not to destroy the person that is there, but to make sure to hold back so that God's mercy may always be present in there. Meek and humble, recognizing that the source of whatever power, graces, or intelligences that God has given us, whatever virtues or whatever, comes not from you or me alone, but that it comes primarily from God himself, before whom our knee must always be bent. Now, I'm going to share with you a little meditation. Maybe I've given it to you before. I didn't check to see if I have shared this with you before, but a little something on the Sacred Heart to begin with us into this time of the Sacred Heart. It's a couple paragraphs long, but it's worth going through, from Mother Louise Marguerite, who was a French visitation mystic and foundress of the Bethany Sacred Heart community. This is what she has to share with us, a beautiful meditation to enter in. If you can close your eyes without falling asleep as I read these 3 paragraphs, do so. If not, you can focus on any image that will keep your attention and drive these words on the Sacred Heart more deeply into your soul and ignite you to flame. She writes, Mother Marguerite, "The Sacred Heart of Jesus, Christ, the heart of Christ, whole and entire, is a heart divine and human at the same time, and thus it is worthy of the worship of adoration, but that is not all. The heart of Jesus, opened upon the cross by the iron of the lance, is the doorway by which we can enter into the knowledge of infinite love. The worship of the Sacred Heart is the worship, inspired by gratitude, of the love of God, of Jesus Christ for man. It is above all and before all the worship of infinite love. The doctrine of infinite love is certainly no new doctrine. It appears in the very first pages of Genesis, and down the ages, the little children learn it upon their mother's knees when they are learning their Bible history. Indeed, the whole sacred scripture reveals God as infinite love. It shines forth in creation, for it is only omnipotent love, wise and infinite, that could have imagined this great work and accomplished it. It shines forth in the meditation of the Word when, after the sin of Adam, he offers himself to expiate the fault of the guilty. And when this sublime sacrifice is accepted by the Father and the Holy Spirit, infinite love manifests itself in the Holy Gospels. It flows forth from all its pages. It shines with a splendid light in the redemption. Indeed, who is there that does not see it is infinite love that made the Son of God descend from heaven and become incarnate? That induced him to take on himself all our weakness except sin, and that delivered him up to the ignominy of death. It shows itself in the descent of the Holy Spirit, the divine fire that came to enlighten the world and inflame men's hearts. In the formation of the church, in the institution of the divine sacraments, particularly in the Eucharist. What a marvelous invention of infinite love. Oh, infinite love! It is the substance of Catholic doctrine. It is the center. It is the explanation of all the mysteries of our faith. It is not only the love of God for the creature. It is God itself. End quotation of Venerable Louise Marguerite Carleret de la Touche. And so it is. This is the foundation of the whole of this entire month. One grand meditation upon the Sacred Heart, which is to say, one grand meditation upon our God, who is infinite love in itself. And so at moments during this month, which certainly all of us who are here will have, not one of us will be excluded from this, when we feel that there is something in us which is unlovable, that is not good, something which is riddled with faults, something that makes you and I say, what a waste have I been all these years, even now, after having received such graces. Each of us who seeks God certainly has these thoughts occur to us from time to time. Remember the Sacred Heart. Remember the Sacred Heart, which was so pierced for love of men, not in general, but pierced for love of you, and of you, and of you, and of you. And yes, as each of us can say, and even for me. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.